4. History.
Roman clothing. In ancient Roman society, social status was a constant concern of all citizens. Most wanted to be seen as possessing a high position that commanded respect from the rest of the people. Rome was, in essence, a society that relied upon face-to-face interactions. Thus, the primary way to display a person's social status was through clothing. This fact can be seen most easily in the garments actually worn by Roman citizens. The most common garment for Roman citizens was the tunic, two pieces of cloth sewn together that fell just above the knees. Nearly all citizens wore this type of garment, making it appropriate for the working classes. However, a more magnificent garment was the toga, consisting of one large piece of cloth that was often draped over a tunic. Togas were often uncomfortable. They were meant simply as public display garments. Those of high status, such as politicians, wore togas of high quality wool to demonstrate their positions of power. Color was also a marker of social status in Rome. This is especially apparent in the stripes that adorned many Roman tunics. The most basic tunic worn by the working class was colorless. It had no stripes or color whatsoever. Politicians, however, were entitled to tunics that had thick, brightly colored stripes that made their high social status apparent to any passerby. The toga shared similar qualities. While most citizens wore dull white togas, those of high status wore togas that had been colored. Some elected to bleach their togas a bright white. Others, such as emperors, stood out with bright purple togas.